Hi, friends. I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Cult, episode 9, When Heaven's Quiet and I Am Not. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. There are days, quiet ones, where I sit in my chair, Bible open, coffee lukewarm, and I whisper something that barely qualifies as prayer. Something like, God, are you even listening? And I mean it. Because if he is listening, he sure doesn't seem chatty. Now, before you clutch your pearls and send me a politely frantic email asking if I've tried fasting or speaking in tongues or playing worship music at maximum decibels, let me say this. I've tried a lot of things. I've journaled, I've pleaded, I've read the Psalms until I could practically quote David's dramatic spiritual mood swings from memory. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Same, David. Same. And yet, sometimes heaven just goes quiet. Like, eerily quiet. Like, your phone's on silent during an important call, kind of quiet. And I am not quiet. I wish I was. I wish I had that peaceful monk energy where I could just light a candle, cross my legs, and calmly say, Thy will be done, with sage-like serenity. But alas, I am a woman who has thoughts. Loud ones. Constant ones. Obsessive ones. The ones that swirl around your brain like a toddler on a sugar high with a tambourine. And it's in that place, when heaven's quiet and I'm not, that the wrestling begins. Because somewhere along the line, I picked up this idea that if God wasn't speaking loudly, clearly and often, then I must be doing something wrong. Maybe I didn't pray right. Maybe I didn't read enough scripture. Maybe I watched too many crime documentaries. Oof. And now the Holy Spirit is like, girl, I'm going to need you to detox before I show up. But here's the thing I'm learning. Slowly and definitely begrudgingly, in the spiritual equivalent of sweatpants and bedhead, God isn't ignoring me. He's just not speaking in the language I was expecting. I used to think God would mostly talk in declarations. You know, like booming voice from a cloud or a prophetic dream where I suddenly wake up knowing my entire life's purpose, social insurance number, and which aisle at Walmart has my destiny. Instead, God whispers. Worse, sometimes he doesn't whisper at all. He just sits with me, silently. No spiritual fireworks, no parting Red Seas, just presence. And friends, I do not like that. I'm a fixer, a doer, a planner, a talk through the uncomfortable silence kind of person. You give me a blank moment and I will fill it with a full-blown internal TED talk about how I'm definitely failing at faith. I'm probably disappointing God and should probably go organize a pantry just to feel useful again. So, when heaven goes quiet, I panic. Because it's easier to be corrected than ignored. But here's the thing. Silence is not the same as absence. Just because God isn't speaking doesn't mean he left the building. Sometimes he's just letting us be still long enough to notice he's already here. So there was a moment not too long ago where I sat on my bed, Bible closed, prayers prayed, worship songs sung, and nothing. Absolutely nothing. No peace, no revelation. No sense of divine warmth or holy goosebumps. Just silence. And my brain? Oh, it had some thoughts. See? You're probably not really saved. Maybe you've disappointed God. Maybe he's giving you the silent treatment. Maybe this whole faith thing isn't working. And listen, if those thoughts were coming from the enemy, I'd rebuke them. But they weren't even that obvious. They sounded like me, which makes them harder to shut up. Because how do you rebuke yourself? And this is where it gets real. Because while heaven may be quiet, my mind never shuts up. It hums with worry, it argues with hypotheticals, it invents worst-case scenarios, and has full conversations with imaginary people who defends me 7 years later. And somehow, in that storm of noise, I still expect to hear the voice of God like a gentle harp solo? Bless it. Sometimes the reason we can't hear heaven isn't because God isn't speaking. It's because we filled the air with so much of our own noise that even if he was speaking, we wouldn't recognize it. So, what do we do when we're loud and God is not? We get honest. I mean, like really honest. Not the kind of honesty where we clean it up to make it sound holy. I'm talking raw, unfiltered. Lord, I am tired and mad and confused and full of Walmart receipts and spiritual insecurity kind of honesty. I found that God doesn't mind our mess. He minds when we pretend we don't have one. He didn't save me because I was polished. He saved me because I was drowning. And the wildest thing, he already knows what I'm thinking anyway. Might as well say it out loud. So you ever try to pray like a grown-up? I mean, the kind of prayer that sounds eloquent and poetic and deep enough to impress a seminary professor? Yeah, I tried that once. Lasts about 2 minutes before I start talking about laundry, caffeine addiction, and asking God why he made wasps. Still waiting on an answer to that one. But I think God prefers the honest prayers. The I'm here, but I don't feel anything prayers. I don't understand what you're doing, but I'm not going anywhere prayers. Help me not spiral into panic because I haven't heard from you in 3 days. Type of prayers. And honestly, I think those are the ones that shape us the most. Not because they're powerful, but because they're present. There's a strange paradox in the Christian life. The more you grow, the less emotional it feels. When I first got saved, everything felt electric. Worship hit different. Scripture practically glowed. I cried a lot. But now I go through whole weeks where my feelings are like, meh. And I used to think that meant something was wrong. But it doesn't. It means I'm growing. Maturity in faith doesn't always look like passion. Sometimes it looks like consistency without the fireworks. Like showing up to pray even when it feels pointless. Reading your Bible even when you'd rather scroll. Staying rooted when everything in you wants to run. That's the quiet work, the deep work. That's where faith stops being a feeling and starts becoming a muscle. But let's talk about sin for a minute. Because here's the other thing that happens when heaven feels quiet. I get loud. Not just in thoughts, in temptation. Because when I feel disconnected, the enemy doesn't whisper, he shouts. God's not showing up? Cool. Let me offer you something that will. And that's where we find ourselves staring down old habits, reaching for old comforts, clicking things we shouldn't, saying things we regret. Not because we're evil, but because we're desperate for something to break the silence. This is the part nobody likes to talk about. The part where even good, Jesus-loving people do stupid things just to feel something. And we hate ourselves for it. But hear me. Sin may offer a rush, but it always comes with a receipt. And the enemy loves to capitalize on quiet moments because he knows that's when we're most likely to believe the lie. You already messed up. Why bother trying again? The truth? Every time we turn back, even if it's the 100th time, God is there. Still quiet, still kind, still offering grace. So, what does it look like to stay faithful in the quiet? It looks like choosing to believe what he said, even when he's not saying anything new. It looks like remembering that the last word God gave you still stands. It looks like worshiping even when your voice shakes. Shutting down the lies that scream louder than truth. Willing to sit in silence and let God be God without rushing him, fixing him, or editing him to suit your mood. And here's the kicker. Sometimes God wants us to feel the silence, not as punishment, but as preparation. Because silence stretches us. It creates space. It matures us. It forces us to stop treating faith like a vending machine and starts treating it like a relationship. And relationships, they don't thrive on constant talking. They thrive on trust. So, if today heaven feels quiet and your thoughts won't shut up, if you're tired of trying to feel spiritual and you're just barely hanging on, if you've slipped, fallen, or drifted into that gray zone of apathy, here's your reminder. You're not alone. You're not broken. And God, he's still here, even in the quiet, especially in the quiet. And when you don't know what else to do, just keep showing up. Keep folding the laundry. Keep saying awkward prayers. Keep being honest. Because faith isn't about always hearing God clearly. Sometimes it's about holding on when you don't. So hey friends, thanks for sticking with me through this episode of Unpolished But Called. If this hit close to home, if you've been in that place of noisy thoughts and silent skies, I hope you know you're not alone. I hope you laughed, maybe cried, maybe yelled, "That's me!" at your phone in public, and now people are staring. Sorry, kind of. Share this with someone else who's been wondering if quiet means forgotten. It doesn't. And if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss a future episode, I'd love it if you left a review. It tells the algorithm I'm not just talking to myself in a closet, and helps more people find this little corner of messy hope. Until next time, keep praying, keep folding, keep trusting. Even when heaven's quiet, you are still deeply loved, and you are definitely not alone.